And if you were analytically inclined, you may find it just as true as any of the stories I've ever told here in this podcast. The point of me writing these stories has never been to have a factual record of what I'm doing or thinking. That would be a different type of podcast entirely. The ability to accurately remember events and to make the retelling of them both factual and entertaining is an instinct for reality which I sometimes envy but do not possess. I wouldn't be able to maintain a personal journal podcast that reads like a diary. Today, I stopped at Vons and here's what I purchased. I couldn't do it because my approach to daily life ranges from the grossly negligent to the merely absent. I couldn't do it because sometimes just recounting the details of the day doesn't accurately reflect how the day felt to me. And I couldn't do it because telling other people a non-embellished story is entirely too selfless. What I've done with this podcast is actually selfish.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Today I stopped at Vons and here's what I purchased. It is actually selfish.
Clutch the pearls.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 4725. BFO for Thursday, the 19th of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up today, say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it. Oh. Hello, VIPers. Big Fatty, I didn't know the VIs peed. Yes, they do. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are VIPs today because y'all, Granny and I, we are heading to the Performing Arts Center. And y'all, we are VIPs for tonight's performance of Dancing with the Stars Live. Big Fatty.
Where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Dear Gussie, y'all, evidently there's a lot of fucking that goes on Juneteenth because today, the 19th of March, y'all, we have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, one just sent me a gift ad. Y'all, it was those tea bags of Earl Grey, you know, that were shaped like testicles. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, still waiting for him and Patrick to come for a visit down here in Fat Acres. But y'all, looking forward to sending out celebration wishes to the one and only Woody, better known as Hillbilly 2000.
Big Fatty, we love Hillbilly Woody 2000.
We do indeed. And y'all don't hear much from him anymore. He's down there in the future. And I know he used to listen to different shows and all. I think he used to listen in the parking lot of a library. Big Fatty, that sounds kind of creepy. It does. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Liam, also known as Carry an Umbrella.
Big Fatty, we love when Liam carries an umbrella.
And y'all, then, she's been made famous for two reasons. The first is both of her children are named Young Kathleen. And, she is the official photographer of Pride 48 out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, there's only one of them. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one one and only Amy Kodak Coles. Big Fatty, we love Amy Kodak Coles.
We do. You know, then you heard him. You heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all used to do a little show with that Joe Patance called Catching Up with Mike and Joe. And before that, he did the Big Liar little show, which that opening clip is from. Y'all, I'm talking about y'all, Mr. Giant Penis himself. Y'all, there's only one. Y'all, I'm talking about Mr. Mike Lawson. Big Patty, we love Mr. Mike Lawson. And y'all, if you see Hilby 2000 or Carry an Umbrella or Amy Kodak Cole or Mike Lawson, wish him a piece of cake.
Happy birthday to you.
Music World's Fair, we do. And y'all, I played that today because y'all, tonight, y'all just going to give you a little rundown because I'll have to record the for right show before we go to the dancing. So you'll have to wait till Monday to hear about that. Oh, yes, Big Fanny. But y'all, I played that because, you know, Ezra Sosa in the dance, and y'all, gay as a giggle, just like that, Alex and Viv. So y'all, I just wanted to link them up, and y'all, I'm hoping y'all, we have to arrive at the auditorium between 4:15 and 4:45. Y'all, the show's not till 7:30, but y'all, at 5 o'clock, we go backstage to meet the professional dancers, and then at 5:30, we have our picture. We have our picture made, and y'all, I'm hoping when we do the picture that I can get Ezra to join Granny and I, and we can do the little fingertip clapping that he and that gay boy that was on as a celebrity, he was in that Pentatonix. I don't remember what his name was, but yeah, they used to do that in the background and go, you know, just kind of gay it up. So we'll see if we can get him to do that. Yes, Big Fanny. And then after that, we get to go to the merchandise area. Oh, yes, Big Fanny. Who doesn't love a gift shop? Before they even open the doors to the auditorium. And then the doors opened at 6:30 p.m. in the evening. And we then can go to our seats, and y'all, our seats are on the fifth row, like one or two seats left of dead center. So y'all, it's going to be perfect seating. I believe there's a complimentary VIP placard that we wear around our neck, and I don't know what else is included, but y'all, I'll have a full report on it on the Monday little show. But y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, yesterday was a hump day was a busy Tuesday was a busy day, y'all. I had called my tax people and said, you know, I turned my taxes in back in early February, and I just hadn't heard anything back.
And y'all, I mean, that's been, what, 4 or 5 weeks? And the girl that answered the phone, she looked and she says, let me get someone to call you back before the end of the day. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, he appeared to be, called me back. I don't know. It was probably maybe, y'all, it was right before I got my share. Before I went to Shady Pines, and y'all, he says, Burglary, I have just completed your taxes. So, y'all, evidently, because I was a squeaky wheel, I got the grease. Be
really vulgar.
Y'all, you know, I had to do the prepaid taxes because of the money that I got for being Olive's executor. I had to pay the same amount in prepaid taxes this past year. So I knew I was going to get all, if not most, of that back. And y'all, because of the big, beautiful bill, and I'm an old fart, y'all, I'm getting 5,400 of the 6,000 money that you know, that's supposed to be the no tax on Social Security. Well, y'all, you still pay the tax, but you get most of it back, and it's based on how much you make otherwise. And so I made a little bit more than the the maximum, so I was reduced like by 10% or something like that. And I'm getting a very, very large refund from the federal government. Of course, you know, they've been holding my money for a year, and I'm getting a generous refund from the state of South Kakalaki. And y'all, I may get a second check from South Kakalaki, because y'all, they initially weren't going to approve the no tax on Social Security or tips or interest on car loans. They weren't going to approve that. But y'all, I think someone whispered in the ear and said, you better do it, because the old people will get on your ass. So y'all, the little that I talked to at the accounting firm, he says that they're expecting the legislature to approve it, and then they will automatically go back and recalculate your taxes and make you good based on the new tax rate, so you don't have to file an amended return. Yes, because it's lovely. Y'all, I don't know. Did I tell you I went to the Sam's Club yesterday? I don't remember. But y'all, we're having brufkas for supper at Fatty. So y'all, I need to get some eggs and some Bafran. And what else did I get? I don't know. There were a couple of things, I don't remember. Mainly, you know, 4 or 5 things. Oh, I got some new outdoor rechargeable lights that I'm trying them out on the columns of the villa here at Fat Acres to see if we can light it up a little bit better. Yes, Big Betty. And y'all, they work fine Tuesday night. Y'all, I did, you know, I mentioned that my yard man came Tuesday. Y'all, I didn't realize, I mentioned that my leaves on my oak tree in the front yard fall in the spring, not the fall. Y'all, when he finished cleaning up all of that, y'all, there were 14 of those big brown bags of leaves from the front yard of the villa. Y'all, it looks so nice. And I'm thrilled to death. Y'all, while I was there, I tell you what, let's do this. Y'all, even though I did not buy gasoline, the price had gone up to $3.44 a gallon. I think I paid $3.14 last time that I got it. And y'all, a couple of gas reports came in just before I went live on the air. Y'all, that Moose P, he says that his gas hasn't gone up any more here lately, but it's standing at $3.69. And you know, Dr. Stone, you know, number three fan of the BFO for 2026. He said over the weekend he paid $5.21. Y'all headed over to Shady Pines. Had a lovely supper. Y'all, guess what I had? I had brofkas for supper. And anyway, got home and just kind of piddled around. And I don't really remember watching anything in particular on the TV machine. I was mainly working with those new lights on the columns. Anyway, y'all slept like a baby. Y'all woke up right before 6 a.m. in the morning, and I said, no! And y'all, I rolled right back over and didn't wake up again until 7:20. Got up. Miss Gail King, of course, waits for no one, so I had to catch up on that. Had my call free. Y'all, my paper wasn't delivered, so I had to call that in. It finally got delivered, but I read the e-paper in the meantime, did my puzzles, and y'all, I was not off. I did not do Fat Acres. Y'all, I just walked inside. Y'all, it was cold. It was cold here on a hump day morning. But y'all did that, and about 11 a.m. in the morning, I picked up the nip, and we went to get Earl Grey washed, and then we went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as a do on hunt day, went to the Vons East. Y'all didn't really need a whole lot, but most everything I bought was on sale. Y'all, they had some different marinated sauces, two different kinds that were buy one, get one free. I got both of those. Y'all picked up a package of hash browns to cook them for right good night. Y'all got some fresh strawberries. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all had a new flavor of their Italian sausage, but it was pineapple bacon. A poke sausage, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had the sliced mushrooms, buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, I got another container of to make your own boiled peanuts, so I got that. It was on sale. Y'all, the good Great American cobblers were buy one, get one free. Got a peach cobbler this time. And y'all, they had the little bites of the cookies. I got the Nutter Butters. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, I picked up a big old can of Ready Whip. Gonna make a special dessert. Y'all, they had this some special cheese and caramel popcorn mix. Got that. Y'all had a coupon for some Downy, so I got that. Y'all, they had some brand new things in the deli. It was breakfast burritos, sausage and egg, and bacon and egg. Y'all, that's all I got. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all have spent $53.93, but I saved $36.68. Yes, Big Freddy! Oh! Oh, dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, the fifth birthday that I didn't mention, well, it would be the Hatterina's 95th today. So, you heard the big liar and anything?
Today, I stopped at Vons, and here's what I purchased. This is actually selfish.
Clutch the pearls.
Oh, it's not selfish, is it? Content, Big Petty, you need all the content, selfish or not, you can get.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.